You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded and traditional Coast Salish and its waterways territories in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the iOS or Android apps for your smartphone. And also you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/content/dr-mysterio-happy-hour. Sounds like a bloody limerick. Anyway, your humble award-winning host, El Doctor Mysterio, is here with Dr. Kimberly. And Dr. Cumbia finally made it all the way from, yeah, I don't know how far he was.
I was busy doing doctor stuff.
Yeah. He was doctoring.
Surgeries and stuff. So. Yeah.
That's awesome. This is interesting. This should be called, you know, this is going to be the doctor's episode. This is going to be legendarily known as the doctor's episode.
Yeah, what's up, doc?
Exactly. Mr. Bugs Bunny. Before I forget, we just listened to Power Plant. They are from London, England, and we listened to the song Hey Mr. Dogman, which is part of the 2019 album People in the Sun. Before that, we listened to Waldeck. He's from Austria. And we listened to Sha La La La, which features also an artist called La Haiti, which is also from Austria. And this is part of their 2016 album, Gran Paradiso. Gran Paradiso in Italiano. Saludos a Arturo Rapole from Il Sole Italiano. That you can enjoy from 2 to 4 here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And we start the set with Bayonne from Texas in the United States. We listen to the song Appeals, which is also part of his 2016 album, Primitives. And yes, I was not surprised, but it was a nice little trivia fact that this song was selected or appeared in the 2017 version of the FIFA video game. So I didn't know that. And now I do, and now you do, and now all of our beautiful audience knows. So that's how you spread the word, transfer the knowledge, you know. Let everybody be a better person by knowing one fact that they didn't know 3 minutes ago. There you go. That's award-winning Dr. Mysterio's contribution to humanity. So, anyway, so how's your day been, Dr. Cumbia? We already, Dr. Kimberly already.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys on the radio on the way.
Look at him. He's so nice.
I knew you didn't do that many steps as you supposed to do, as the doctor prescribes.
Yes.
As both the doctors have prescribed you already.
I know. I should have listened to you. Exactly. But it felt unreal because I walked a lot. And, you know.
We're both disappointed in you.
Yeah. You know, like, yeah, you know, we left home like around 8:45 in the morning and came back at.
Did your partner have to carry you half of the way?
I can neither confirm nor deny these assumptions, but I'm going to say no. No, they did not. I was able to carry on myself. And but yeah, it is nice. I hadn't been there. When was the last time you were there in Squamish?
Oh, it's probably been 5 years since I've been to Squamish. I know it's a long time.
Yeah, you?
I just did a move about a... 2 weeks ago.
But did you stay? Did you stay there?
No, it was just for work. Okay. That was it.
So when was the last time you stayed there for two hours
for
or whatever?
Like, it's been a while, maybe 5-6 years ago.
Was it when Fraser came?
No, maybe after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last time I was there was 2020. They had just opened things up and we went to, was it Backcountry Brewing? And
yes.
Had pizza, and I remember everything was like social distancing. That was probably the last time I was there.
Did they have like the restaurant setting and all that since then?
There was a restaurant. Yeah, I mean, it was very basic.
Did they have like benches outside?
Nothing was outside. It was
okay.
All inside.
I see.
Which is weird for the pandemic. You'd think they'd have... Maybe they did. It was just bad weather.
Yeah, we went, and they have a little patio section now that is covered, which seems to be permanent.
Oh, nice.
Well, there's more and more construction around there, too. You see a few more buildings and townhomes.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it being really in a industrial sort of area.
Well, all the breweries have to be there,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
But their pizza was really good.
Oh, okay. Good to know. We didn't eat. We had eaten already, but yeah, we did a little tour. Hop Creek, Backcountry, A-Frame, and House of the Lager. We skip House Sound because, well, we have been there.
I think I've been to House Sound. Is that... They have a nice patio too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there.
And they were the first one, so...
Yeah.
So it's... Yeah. Some of us have been there a couple of times. But anyway, so yeah, it was nice. It was nice, but yeah, I didn't remember anything. Like, and all of these breweries that I went to, they didn't exist. The last time I went to... excuse me, to Squamish, so it was... It was very interesting, but it's nice. It's
Do the gondola?
Yes, I did the gondola.
Yeah.
And I did the Britannia Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And we did also the Squamish Canyon.
Oh.
That's new.
I was going to say I don't know that one.
That is new, but it's just a walk around a canyon.
They dug a hole and they called it the canyon.
Yes. It's a walk around in a canyon that is in Squamish.
Great name.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, you can see a couple of waterfalls, not as high as, you know, Shannon or them, but you can see a couple. It's a river. Is it Musqueam? No.
Musqueam?
Is it Musqueam? No. It starts with an M. Jesus, and I was there yesterday. Anyway.
Good thing there's no test.
Exactly. There's a river there, so it's you know, anyway, it's nice, but for instance, you know, Ariana was saying that it reminded her of Lynn Valley, like that little walk around, and it's wooded, and you can see a lot of trees and maybe some water running, but it's a little bigger, I guess.
Yeah.
But a lot of people go to that area. Like, there was a lot of cars yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of them were not going to the Squamish Canyon. They were going to the waterbed.
Is that where the really blue water is?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's just for Instagram. So they can be influencers.
Yes. Anyway, starts with an M, and it's a huge river and a huge, little lake, I guess, if you wish, area. So it's... Anyway, it's popular. Mm-hmm. It's popular. A lot of people go there.
So you took pictures for Instagram, too?
No, I'm not in any picture.
You didn't take pictures?
I took a couple of pictures, but not... We didn't go all the way down to the bluish lake area. We just saw the canyon, and then that was that. So, anyway. Yeah, so that's that. That was my report from yesterday. That I only did 12,000 steps. Well, hold on.
See, and I only went to English Bay and I got 20,000 steps.
Well,
so.
From where? You walked from Commercial and Broadway?
Well, no, I didn't walk all the way from there. I took the train and that was sort of fun.
Okay.
And then I worked for a bit. And then I went from around Burrard and Davie-ish. So it's... The steps added up really quickly.
Yeah, I just did 11,000.
Yeah.
That's something happened there.
Longer legs, that's
here,
all it is.
Here, both of you stand up, walk, and I want to see how many walks she makes between your... how many steps she takes between one step of yours.
We were discussing that.
I want to see, and I was driving, I was saying... I'm going to make them make a test.
Yeah.
Exactly. To be accurate, is it 3 steps or 2 steps?
Yes. Well, we'll do a little test. Okay. Let's go back to some more music, and we'll do the step test. And, we'll be hopefully reporting back with some information. We shall see. Here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. Thank you.
listening to the following music selections, adjust the volume, bass, and treble controls to suit your tastes.
Sur un train.